You're listening to the Holistic Spaces podcast, brought to you by Mindful Design Feng Shui School. Episode 339, Feng Shui for Breakups. Clear the energy and start fresh. Welcome to episode 339 of the Holistic Spaces podcast, where we hope to inspire, educate, and empower you to create your own holistic spaces that nurture and resonate with you. Angie Cho and Laura Morris are the founders of the Mindful Design Feng Shui School and authors of Mindful Living, a guide to the everyday magic of feng shui. We teach feng shui online at mindfuldesignschool.com. You can sign up for our mailing list for our special free content, workshops, and events that are available only to our newsletter subscribers. One thing that we have right now is we're doing a giveaway for a free mini home consultation, which is a super rare occurrence. And so we hope that you will enter the giveaway. And in order to do that, there's some instructions, but it's all on our newsletter. So you have to be on our newsletter list. And to join our newsletter, you can visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join, or in your podcast app, depending on the app, there might be a link that you can click through. So you can look for that or visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. And we also have other fun stuff on the newsletter, like special courses or workshops, free events that are, again, available only for our newsletter subscribers. So it's the best way to stay in touch with us. So this episode, we wanted to talk about breakups. And something that Laura and I just discussed, which is interesting, is that we personally have not used feng shui to support a breakup in our personal lives, because we actually used feng shui when we first met our now husbands. We've both been married for quite some time. And so that says something. Maybe if you use feng shui techniques to find your partner, that maybe you don't need this episode. But we have worked with many, many people and students, clients and students who have been going through breakups. And of course, before we got married, we had numerous breakups. I just didn't know feng shui at the time. And neither did Laura. But we wanted to offer something for those of you who are going through a breakup and offer some feng shui advice. So Laura is going to get us started.
I would say the first place to start post-breakup, and what I like to focus on with my clients, and I know Angie does similar work, is to take some time for yourself. It is a raw and fluctuating place to be in. Your world might feel turned upside down. But also, you know, you might be the breaker or the breakee. So there's a different perspective as well. Ask yourself post-breakup, as you take time for yourself, maybe it's good to ask yourself, what do I need after the end of this particular relationship? Do I need to heal my heart? Maybe I need to clear the energy of my home so that I can completely reset and get it behind me. Maybe I need to focus on me and to strengthen my own energy, my own chi. Or maybe this is an opportunity to explore and do some work around self-awareness, or even talking, you know, thinking about what partnership means to me. So each of these areas, you might be listening and maybe one of them jumped out at you, or maybe more than one. We're going to go through each of them and talk a little bit from a feng shui perspective, how feng shui could support you on that kind of the exploration or that next step. So the first place, and I'll start, and then Angie and I, we'll just kind of go back and forth a little bit as we usually do. I would encourage anyone going through a breakup to focus on themselves. They may need to heal their own heart, regardless if they were on what side of the breakup they are. And healing your heart can mean many different things. It can, first off, give yourself permission to be upset, to feel the feels, to not be hard on yourself, to spend time with friends and family, think people that support you, people that bring you up, that raise you up. And you can also do things in your home that are really focused on you, on nurturing yourself in feng shui. And if you have a copy of our book, we have an area that we call nurture. And so that would be an area that you could look at. And we intentionally chose to call it nurture as opposed to call it partnerships or love or romance, because it's more than that. It is the area that receives, that cares, that allows you to heal in many ways. It's that mothering quality. And so you might need a little bit of that. What items you can add, you could carry with you a rose quartz or green malachite. Both of those stones are actually great for heart healing. You could clear your own energy or reset or support your own energy by taking an Epsom salt bath and maybe adding rose petals to it. This idea of pink, again, pink connects with this area that I was talking about, this nurture. And then you could actually work in the area of kun or nurture. If you're standing in the doorway of your bedroom looking in, it's the far right corner of your bedroom. And the bedroom is really the best place to do this just because it's really close to you. And you can clear out that area. You could just simply clear it out. Just, you know, declutter it, move what's there, dust it. I don't know, whatever your area looks like, take a look, do a little bit of an audit, discover what's there. Place something in that you love, maybe something like a bouquet of pink flowers. You know, if you listen to our last podcast two podcasts ago, we talk a lot about this. You could put that there, but simply just clearing it out and giving it some space so that you can have that space in your life to spend some time to focus on healing your heart.
We also think it's very important to look at your home, the feng shui of your home when you're going through a breakup. So when we look at feng shui for a breakup, there's a few things that we would recommend. One is a really super way to reset your home for yourself after breakup is to buy new sheets. So take the sheets off your bed and treat yourself to some nice new sheets and just make sure that you're surrounded with this new fresh chi, new fresh energy that is all around you, especially when you're sleeping, when you're in a passive yin state.
And another thing you can look at if you choose to, especially if you're looking to move on, is to take a look and remove any loaded items. Like, for example, maybe you have some clothing of your ex still in your closet. Maybe you have things that your ex forgot to take with them. And, you know, I have seen under somebody's bed, they kept many letters from their ex and they slept on it all the time. It might be a nice idea if you are ready and you are in a position and a place to move on, that might be something you'd want to explore, is to remove those energetically loaded items.
Yeah, I think that's really huge. I don't know about you, Laura, but I've been to many a person's home where they have quite a few things that they're keeping in their home from their ex that they, you know, even if they may be done with the breakup, right? They may be over it. They're dating someone new. But like one time I had a client that was sleeping and the artwork that was facing her while she was sleeping was an image of some flowers that were painted for her wedding. And it was also her wedding flowers from her ex. And so she was ready to kind of move forward with her new relationship after the breakup with her ex. And so, you know, you don't have to get rid of the really meaningful flowers. But I think, you know, it's interesting. She said that she purposely kept it up there to prove to herself that it wasn't a bad breakup. But even so, it's actually like that's the thing you're staring at in bed, though. You're still expending a lot of energy trying to prove to yourself that you're over the breakup or that you had a good breakup, right? And then I've had just recently, a few months ago, I had a client who had several art pieces in their home, in their bedroom, right next to their bed. They weren't even hung from their ex. One thing is maybe just move those things out of the bedroom and you can keep those items and maybe they go into storage or maybe they go near the door or in a more public place. But you can even just take them out of the bedroom because that's often where they end up.
Yeah. Yeah, like at least get them, don't sleep on them or stare at them while you're in bed. That's like the baseline.
It's so funny. Well, when I do a consultation for someone, I asked this woman, I was like, so tell me about that art. Because it was beautiful. It was two hydrangeas. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, you know, and after she had been talking about like, you know, her bad breakup or her not bad breakup and her like new romantic relationship that they were getting more serious, she said, oh, you know, that's, that was my wedding flower from the ex, you know? So, so it's interesting when you start asking with particular items that you can tell hold a lot of energy. People keep them very close and they have no idea. They're like, oh man, it's been there that whole time.
Yeah. But that's why we're here, man. We point out those things. It's hard to see things. It's hard to see things when you're very close to it. So if you would like to take it even further and you feel, so when I was going through the different things you're going to ask yourself, resetting your home, clearing the energy of your home and starting fresh might have been like, yes, ma'am, I would like to do that. Then you could clear your home using bells. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite ways to space clear. It also kind of invigorates as well. I just really like it. So get yourself some really clear ringing bells. I like tinksha bells. You can use a singing bowl. You can use a wind chime or chimes of some kind, but it needs to be a clear metal sound. And it's nice if it reverberates and rings for quite some time after each ring. And you're going to start at the bed. You're going to start by clearing your bed. So yeah, you've got the sheets, the brand new sheets. Maybe even before you put those brand new sheets on there, you might want to consider clearing the bed. Stand at the foot of the bed and take your bells and ring them 9 times. Even have your knees pushed against the bell, like connect with the bed, stand there. Ring the bell 9 times. Between each ring, you're going to wait until that ring is completely finished. And as the ring is moving, you know, you can't see it, it's invisible, but you can feel it and you can hear it. Visualize that the energy is permeating, is transmuting, is moving through the bed, as well as, you know, throughout your bedroom, but really that it's moving through the bed and transmuting and shifting the energy. Then you can move to the center of your bedroom and ring the bell once. Again, listening for that reverberation to diminish and finish. And then you can move to the center of your entire home, the daichi of the home, the absolute center of the home, and ring the bell again 1 time. Same thing, clearly waiting, visualizing the reverberation of the waves and the vibrations that are changing the chi. And then open the windows of your home. Stand there in the center again. You can stand in the center of the home and take 9 deep cleansing inhales and exhales. And when you're finished that, you can close this clearing by setting an intention, or if you'd like to state an affirmation for what you would like to move forward into. Okay, so it's a nice, simple adjustment, clearing, blessing, however you want to look at it. Spend a little time and really take your time to move through it and to clear and transmute the chi of your home.
Yes. And I think another thing that's really important to consider after a breakup is to strengthen your chi, your own personal energy. For instance, I just was with a friend and found out that she's going through a divorce, which was really her choice. And like Laura mentioned, whether this breakup was your choice or not your choice, there's definitely things that you can do to strengthen your chi. And in general, you're coming from a place of being in a partnership to being on your own if you're going through a breakup. So working on your center is really important. So Laura touched on that with that cleansing exercise, if you choose to do that, because you focus really on the center of your home. But you can also work on the centers of your home, the center of your home, as a way to symbolize centering yourself. So you can do that cleansing exercise that Laura just walked you through. And also you could just look at the center of your home or spend time in the center of your home or your bedroom. or sitting in the center of your bed and just meditate there and to kind of let yourself be grounded and to hold that center. And know that when you're in the center, you're actually supported by the entire mandala of energy all around you, that you're supported by all of the energies that surround you wherever you are, because you are your own center of your own mandala. Some other ways that you can strengthen your chi is to use the essence of orange. So you can take a bath with fresh orange peel. We've had many episodes about oranges, so you can look those up. Or you can put a couple drops of orange essential oil in a diffuser or mist it around you. Be careful if you take a bath to not put too much orange essential oil. So the peels are much better than the essential oil. It could burn you. So we would recommend fresh orange peels for a bath, or you can use essential oil to diffuse. And, you know, there's other stones that you can use to provide more grounding and support, like smoky quartz or shungite. And you can make sure that your bed is in commanding position. So you can definitely look up one of our older episodes about the bed or anything about the bedroom. I'm sure we talk about it all the time. Those are also some suggestions.
And then the last question or thing you might want to examine or look at, maybe it resonated to you, was the idea of exploring what partnership means to you, maybe having a little bit more self-awareness on how you show up to a relationship. And in this feng shui recommendation, you would be working with two different areas of the Bagua. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the one really that has to do with that self-awareness and understanding. It's called Gun, or we call it insight in our book. And the other one where Angie will talk a little bit more, and we mentioned it a bit, was Kun. And the idea is when you work on opposite guas, because they are actually exactly opposite one another, it is a very powerful way to work with feng shui. The one you could try specifically for Gun.
Can you tell them what Gun is?
Yeah, Gun is insight. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, which I mentioned. Okay. So as I mentioned, Gun is either insight or
the blue area, dark blue area.
Yeah. It is the blue area. So I was just going to say, she beat me to it. So yes, so Gun or insight is the area that is connected with self-awareness. The reason we called it insight in our book was because it has to do with really getting to know what you have to offer the world, but also how you show up in the world. It's a lot about understanding yourself. It is the area, if you were standing in the doorway of your bedroom, looking in, it would be the corner immediately to the left. So the front left corner, it is dark blue. That is the color that's associated with it. And because it's dark blue, our suggestion is to work with that color. And it is to work with that color by journaling. Because again, this has a lot to do with self-awareness. And one of the great ways to do that is to start writing things down, right? And it is actually a way that's connected, and books are also connected to this area. So it's a nice layer into it. But using blue ink or a blue journal or whatever, you could do that. And just to explore what it means to you. And then if you wanted to take that one step further, get a new piece of paper and a brand new dark blue pen. So you've never used these for anything else. And you're going to write out 9 things that you would like to cultivate right now, you personally, not what you want to cultivate in a relationship or what you're hoping, wishing, whatever from a partner. No. This is just about you. And it's about things that you want to either be more aware of or, you know, maybe build in yourself or to not be so hard on yourself in certain areas. So it's really a looking at you and doing a little bit of self-discovery. And then you're going to take that piece of paper, you're going to roll it up, you're going to wrap it with some red string, and then you're going to place it in the insight area of your bedroom or your home, that area I talked about, that dark blue area in the Bagua.
So a little side note. If you don't know, we're also on YouTube now, so you can see some visuals. And so I'm holding a Bagua map, a Bagua mandala, and you can see the blue area that Laura talked about, which is Gun, spelled G-E-N, but it's also sometimes called knowledge or insight. And then the other area that Laura talked about is called Kun in Chinese, and it's called relationships or partnerships, and it's this pink area on the Bagua map. And if you don't know how to use this, we have lots of episodes on this. It's just not the topic of this episode. You know, we have so much free content on it, so just search for it, and you'll see it. We have lots of podcast episodes about the Bagua. So Laura focused on like this blue area that's more about working on yourself, the dark blue area. And she said, when you journal, it's not about what you're looking for in someone else. I also know from working with many clients that sometimes during a breakup, there's a lot of people I work with that really want to get back together with their ex. And so you may be in that boat too. And so something I've suggested a few times for someone that I'm working with one-on-one, and it's going to be really specific for each person, but in general, what you can do is maybe write a letter to your ex and say whatever you want to say. Because usually if you're broken up, you don't have that opportunity to do that. So say whatever it is you want to say. And I guess you could do this even if you don't want to get back together, because I'm sure you have a lot to say regardless if you want to get back together or not. Just lately, like there's been a few clients that really want to get back together with their ex. So they had a lot of things that they want to say. So you can write a letter to your ex, because then you're getting those things out, because otherwise they're staying within you and brewing within you. So part of the process of feng shui is connecting the invisible and the visible. So there's this invisible dialogue going on in your heart and mind where you want to talk to your ex for whatever reason, and you want to complete things, or you want to stay more, or you want to recontinue things, whatever it is, but it's not going to be reciprocated because you're broken up. So you can still create that connection between the invisible and visible by writing it down. So write it down. And that's something you could use in Kun position, that relationship area, that pink area, where you can place your letter in that area of your home. And with the intention that you are healing your own heart. And then my suggestion is that you find a date in the future that schedule a date in the future that you will dispose of that, whether it's through burning it or mailing it, whatever you want to do. Don't keep it there forever, because the idea is also that once you release those words that you wish so much to share, it gives you an opportunity to release them into the earth realm, and then you can eventually let them dissolve. And so you can get through this breakup, which is the purpose of this podcast, to look at like what are ways that you can break up. So you have any last thoughts you want to share, Laura?
No, just for the one in Gun. If you just want to work on self-awareness and exploration, you can totally just do one. You could do one or the other. You also don't have to be both. Maybe the one Angie just mentioned resonated really a lot with you. And then the one that I mentioned that has to do with insight resonated with you. You can just choose one to do, or you can do both together. And for the one where you're writing in the dark blue ink, you can keep it in that area for as long as you feel you need it. You don't need to destroy it. You don't need to do anything to it. You could just leave it, forget about it. It's going to do its work. One day in the future, you'll be like, oh my gosh, there it is. And you're going to look and you're like, hey, guess what? I did all these things. So just know that that one, you know, you can leave it there and just let it do its work. And then the other one, Angie, is more intentional about saying goodbye to that letter. It's part of that's, it seems like that is much more is part of that adjustment. So we want to consider really making a time for you to say goodbye to that letter somehow.
Yeah. And also on that note, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that we're giving you a lot of options, but there's no requirement. And we would probably recommend that you don't try to do everything that we just listed. We just know that folks want a listicle of things. So we gave you a listicle of things. And even if you just do one, that can be quite powerful to do one thing with a clear intention. If you want to do a few of those things, like especially maybe an internal exercise in conjunction with an external exercise, like for instance, changing your sheets, in addition to journaling, those two, working with the yin and yang, can be especially powerful. Because, you know, if you're going through a breakup, I mean, I know in the past when I've gone through breakups, you don't have a lot of energy. So please do not take this as an indication that you need to do everything on this list to receive feng shui benefits through a breakup. Mm-hmm. You could even do one simplified version of one of the things, the most simple version of one of the things that we suggested, and that we would say that that's probably more powerful than try to do all of those things. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Yeah. This is about taking time for yourself and whatever that means and focusing on yourself. So you don't need to push yourself.
Yeah. And this is the case for any podcast episode you listen to. We'll give you a list of things, but we actually never want you to do all of them. But we give a variety of things because everyone has a yes, but I can't do this. Yes, but I can't do that. So we want to offer something that possibly most of our podcast listeners can achieve one of those things. So thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Holistic Spaces podcast. If you're listening because you're going through a breakup, or if you have a friend going through a breakup, you can share this with your friend. But if you're going through a breakup, we send you our love and hope this helps. Laura and I have a podcast episode coming out every week, every Monday. So if you like our podcast, please share it. You can leave a review. We also have a mailing list that it would be really wonderful if you could join. You can visit mindfuldesignschool.com/join. We have a special giveaway going on right now for a free mini consultation that you can check out. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.